Yo, it's your boy Opti, and today is Wednesday, December 7th. Welcome to Simply Bitcoin. We are your number one source for the peaceful Bitcoin revolution. We cover the breaking news, culture, and memetic warfare, and we will be your guide through the separation of money and state. As you can tell, I'm in control of today's show. I am the captain now, and we got you the show that you guys love. So Nico's taking a break. He's got to go do some swan duties today, but I am not alone. I do have my buddy Rustin, and as you can tell on today's show, as the title and the thumbnail show, we are going to go into this Jordan Peterson debacle on Twitter about him calling Anons cowards. And as Bitcoiners, we know the importance of pseudonymity, we know what it means to be an Anon out there. So we're going to cover this in the culture segment. But of course, before I go on, I got Rustin in the building. Rustin, how are you doing today? What are we covering in the news segment, bro?
Yo, good morning. So we got some good stuff today. Free advertising for Bitcoin is in abundance. Okay, so we're going to start it off with Bitcoin as a commodity. We're going to go to Nigeria. I hear the Inara is just booming over there. Russia to ban miners from selling to Russians. So what's up with that? Iran freezing women's accounts. In short, the world needs Bitcoin more today than it did yesterday.
Well, we say that every single day. Amazing, amazing. All right, I'm excited for this one. Let's get into the numbers, guys.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Brought to you by Noddle. At this point, you should be running your own Bitcoin node. If you don't use your own Bitcoin node, you're trusting someone else's. Run your own version of Bitcoin Core, the Lightning Network, Whirlpool, and Dojo, all from the comfort of your own home. And if you're a digital nomad, you have absolutely no excuse, because now you can run a Noddle through a virtual private server. Visit noddle.eu today.
Let's go. Let's go. All right, guys. So I noticed yesterday starts with the price every single day, which, you know, I don't know if he's feeding you guys the hopium, but we got to start with the block height every single day like I do in the spaces. And we are at block height of 766,325. And the current Moscow time, aka the sats per dollar, is 5,943. And if you guys are still watching the price every single day, you guys have noticed that the Bitcoin price is hovering around that 17K. We are at 16,818. And like I've said before in the past, my favorite number, the percentage issued of Bitcoin total supply, is at 91.55%. And the current market capitalization is at $323.3 billion. Guys, this number blows my mind. Remember when we were in like the trillion dollar market cap for Bitcoin last year? Wow, Bitcoin is still a baby. We are still early. And as Nico always says, the realized monetary inflation of Bitcoin taking fiat currencies to school, we are at 1.76%. And I forget which numbers he adds over here, so I added my few. You guys know these are my numbers. The Bitcoin versus gold market cap is at 2.63% currently, guys. There is still a lot of room to grow before we overtake the gold market cap and then go on further to the moon. And the Lightning total capacity right now, currently, well, at least publicly, is at 5,070.89 Bitcoin, with a capacity value in fiat terms of $85.3 million, and the hash rate for the last 90 days is at 251.7 exahashes. I know we didn't cover about the difficulty adjustments, but maybe we'll cover that coming up soon. Anyways, on today's numbers segment, guys, we have a really good video that Nico mashed up for us, and It's the same topic that we're going to be covering in the news today, guys. We are living in a very, very strange time right now. The powers that be, the authoritarian, the tyrants, they are continuing to push CBDCs on the masses. They continue to try to frame it as better payments. And in the world that we live in this digital world, we cover this basically every single day. it is amazing that the powers that be are trying to gaslight us into getting completely tracked and bagged on this monetary system that is designed to steal from us, that has inflation, you know, created and baked into the system. As Big Sean Harris said yesterday, you know, it's got expiration dates on your money, which in our opinion as Bitcoiners literally negates the whole reason of holding money. But we here at Simply Bitcoin, or you guys out there as Bitcoiners, Bitcoin content creators, you know, just shit posters, we are not the only ones that are seeing this very nefarious trend happening. It is starting to seep into, I wouldn't say legacy media, but alternative media sources out there that are also covering what we cover here every single day. We are not alone in this fight for freedom. There are still some good journalists out there. There are still people that see the writing on the wall and are afraid of the dystopian future that the powers that be want for us. So, again, I got this video that we mashed up, and let's play this real quick, and then we will jump back in. But the moral of the story, guys, is it is Bitcoin or it is slavery. Make sure we push this message, because the CBDC narrative out there is purely a gaslight to ensure that we can't freely associate, that we can't freely transact with who we want to, that we can't speak freely, because they have a monopoly on truth. And this is how they are able to continue down this absolute clown world that we are living in. So let's get into this video, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
On the way home the other evening, I saw a very eerie poster on the tube saying, "When an abuser controls your finances, they control you." It's part of a Safe Spaces ad campaign raising awareness about economic abuse, which occurs in 95% of domestic abuse situations. It's an important conversation to be had. What really struck me, though, was how HSBC seemed to be foreshadowing our futures. The Bank of England says, looking closely at whether we should introduce a central bank digital currency in the UK and how it might work if we did. The Bank of England previously told ministers to intervene on digital currency programming so that digital cash could be programmed to ensure it is only spent on essentials or goods which an employer or government deems to be sensible. Imagine a world where money is no longer printed, it's created on a computer. A computer which says where you can spend your money, what you can spend it on, and how much you can spend. A world where the Bank of England, and by extension, the government, knows where you spend every single penny. That is a world without freedom. As my dear friend and colleague Neil Oliver says, freedom to transact trumps all others.
Let's go. Absolute pure signal there. And of course, Nico had to mash up at the very end what we try to tell you guys every single day. It is Bitcoin or it is slavery. And I know when we started saying this on the show, I know when Nico created this meme in the very beginning, it might have seemed like hyperbole. But we have gone from, you know, conspiracy theorists to this is them saying the silent parts out loud. More and more, we are seeing signs. We are seeing the writing on the wall. The authoritarians, the tyrants, the politician, the central planners and central bankers keep saying the same thing. They want to control everything about you. And I really love what he said here, because it's not just us saying this. It's not just two YouTubers, now three with Rustin. It's not just some YouTubers out here saying what we know to be the truth, that CBDCs are all about control. You know, as the shitcoiners out there like to say, you programmable money. Well, in this cashless society, this dystopia that they want for you, they will program the money to steal from you, to expire, to ensure that you can't spend your money where, on what and how you want to spend this. And this is why we are so adamant about Bitcoin, because he said it himself. They want to push a CBDC on you so that you can only spend money on essentials by decree of your employer, by decree of the central planners, by decree of the authoritarians and the tyrants. And the government, the politicians, the central planners out there will know everything you spend your money on. And this is why we are so big about Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is freedom money. Bitcoin is a freedom of speech fight, because if you can't freely transact with your money, if you can't transact transact with who and what you want to, then how can we ever know truly what society wants? As we said all the time, and it's just to echo what Reagan said in the 80s, you know, vote with your pocketbook and then vote with your feet. This is what Bitcoin allows for you guys. And these are the only two votes that matter. Quit putting your name on a ballot, on a piece of paper, and expecting things to change. If you really want things to change, you need to opt out into Bitcoin. You need to start saving in Bitcoin. You need to start using, as we've co-opted the meme, ethical Bitcoin wallets like Breeze, Moon, Wallet of Satoshi, Phoenix. I'm blanking right now because we are live. But you know what? Sparrow Wallet, Bitcoin Core, Spectre. You need to use these tools so that you can opt out of the madness. Because if you just go along willy-nilly right now and you keep digging your head in the sand, then in the future you might wake up in a dystopian world where you can't freely transact, in a world with no freedoms, in a world where you can't speak the truth without fear of getting deplatformed, ostracized from society. And this is a future that I do not want to live in. So this is why I go so hard every single day to talk about Bitcoin. I've even put my face out there to do it so that, you know, if I have to be one of those face, you know, publicly facing people, at least we have people out here fighting the good fight on the front lines, as well as all you guys in the Anons. And we will talk about this on Today's Culture. So guys, I say it all the time, and we say it every single day, it is Bitcoin or slavery, and it is no longer hyperbole. As we will cover in the news today, these are the facts. They are saying the silent part out loud, and you need to opt out into Bitcoin. Anyways, Rustin, what are your thoughts on this video? And then we will move into the culture.
I think Rave Elevator said it good. People ask what time it is. I say time to self-custody. So economic abuse, who is the biggest economic abuser? The state. All right. And CBDCs, like you said, it's just slave coin. They're going to tell you where, what, and when you can spend. You kind of see this clash coming, right? Like F.A. Hayek said this a long time ago. If we're going to correct the system and bring freedom and sound money, it needs to come from outside the system and kind of work its way in. Now, you can't institute collectivism in the United States directly through Congress, but you could through a CBDC and a social credit system, or you could implement a free market and a prosperous future of which like the founders would have intended by adopting a more Bitcoin sound money standard. But it's like this thing is coming to a head, you know, globally, and we're seeing it all pop. What, 90 some countries working on their collectivist banking digital panopticon coin, right? And so here we are. This is what we've been preparing for 10 years, 13 years in total. But you know, just stay on the mission, push sound money, push that gospel. And, you know, the truth wins out, and Bitcoin is truth.
I love it. The truth will win, guys. Bitcoin is the most inclusive, the most equitable money in the world. Bitcoin is freedom money. And this is why you guys are so savage pushing Bitcoin, because we've seen the truth and we want a better world. So, I mean, they can paint us in any way they want, but the truth will be set free. And the cat's out of the bag. Bitcoin is freedom and they cannot stop it. So continue to push Bitcoin, continue to spread Bitcoin, continue to make that Bitcoin content, because we are winning this war. We are winning the information war, and it is our meme world, and everyone else is just living in it. All right, guys, let's get into the culture.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
Let's go. All right, boys and girls. Also, shouts out to our friends over at BitBlock Boom. We will be at the Bitcoin conference, BitBlock Boom conference, August 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th in Austin, Texas, a true Bitcoin conference. Nico and I met for the first time in person at BitBlock Boom 2020. And man, this is not a shitcoin NFT or blockchain event. It's Bitcoin, Bitcoin, and more. Bitcoin. All right, we got that out of the way. So let's get into the nitty gritty. First and foremost, guys, remember when I used to wear the mask? It was for one simple reason: to stay anon on the show, because we need people to be able to continue to speak the truth no matter what. And I don't know about you guys, but as we keep covering on this show, speaking the truth has, you know, it comes with baggage now. They do not want you to speak the truth. But anyways, let's get into this story and we will cover this a little more. So as you can see on the screen, guys, Jordan Peterson, man, me and Rustin were talking about this before the show, and it seems like Jordan Peterson has become full status. He once was part of the intellectual dark web, and now it seems like he is getting lost in the sauce. So anyways, for those that aren't familiar with what's going on, Jordan Peterson has been going on these tirades on Twitter about, you know, battling anonymous, cowardly troll demons, and how you need to show your face so that you can stand by your word. So anyways, he got a tweet here. He did a poll and he goes, by failing to separate the anonymous cowardly troll demon from real people in the comment section, YouTube and other social media platforms are enabling sadistic, Machiavellian, psychopaths and narcissists. And as you can see, his poll definitely went counter to what he was saying. We got 89,727 votes. And 44% agree and 55% disagree. And again, he has continued to double down. And I didn't get all of his takes because it all boils down to one simple thing. It seems like he is he's getting bashed out there by the keyboard warriors. But anyways, let me not get there yet. So again, he quote tweeted this and he goes, this exposes all to the radically polarizing influence of a small percentage of truly bad lol-seeking dementors, the true danger of virtualization. And he doubled down more, and someone responded and said, anonymity is my right to privacy. Keep your hands off it. And he doubled down and said, in one word. And the amount of backlash that he's getting on Twitter has been truly amazing by Bitcoiners, because as a Bitcoiner, we understand the importance of anonymity, of being pseudonymous, because the very creator of Bitcoin was Satoshi Nakamoto himself, and no one knows who he is, which means that, you know, Dr. Jordan Peterson, in this one tweet, is calling him a coward, and in our perspective, he is probably the most courageous, noble person this side of the 21st century, considering that he created Bitcoin, and he did it with one thing in mind. He needed to keep his identity secret so that they could not kill him, so that they could not shut down this project of Bitcoin, because in the very beginning, he was basically the only one maintaining. And as we tell you guys every single day, the difference between Bitcoin and shitcoin is that there is a figurehead that you can chop off in crypto land. You know, whether it's a foundation, whether there's a corporation, whether there is a Wonder Kid dictator that calls all the shots. The fact that Satoshi is anonymous, pseudonymous, is the reason why there is Bitcoin and there is shitcoin. But to double down on his idea of, you know, if you are anonymous, you are a coward. I got a bunch of comments here from friends and Bitcoiners on Twitter to make our points for us, and we will jump in. And shouts out the Ghost of MTC, Wartime Micro Chatty goes, having the right to decide to whom you disclose your identity is crucial in an age of surveillance capitalism and increasing totalitarianism. Not hard to understand. So call him whatever you like. If it helps you cope with being butthurt, it just won't be his real name. So if you are reading between the lines, what is going on here? And I have a really good thread by Svetsky that I put in the description for you guys if you really want to get into the nuance. What is happening here is Dr. Jordan Peterson is obviously getting, you know, quote unquote harassed online by Anand because he's having very bad takes. And so by having a lot of bad takes on the internet, It's like a moth to the flame, and people will come out of the woodworks. Yes, some people on Twitter, on the internet, on social media do act like keyboard warriors. They do say things that they would never say in real life, but this does not negate the fact that having people that are anonymous because of either authoritarians, because of where they live, because of their jobs being on the line, because of their families, and all the likes of these different scenarios, people still need to be able to speak the truth. And as that saying goes, I forget who said it, but give a man a mask and he will speak the truth. And this is what's going on, guys. So as much as Jordan Peterson has exposed himself to be a statist and wants the state to clamp down and stop anonymous demon trolls from saying hurtful words on the internet, as a Bitcoiner, we will double down and say that we need people to be anonymous. We need people to have pseudonymity. We need people to have pen names because, as LP Capital Chi says, anonymity is essential in the digital age, particularly important in authoritarian regimes that you speak out against often, Dr. Jordan Peterson, also important in the world of Bitcoin, a la Satoshi. Without it, we all encounter unwarranted danger. The only downside is mean words. And I said in the beginning, guys, remember when I wore the mask? That was a time when it wasn't me being afraid of what you guys thought of me. It was more of me being like, wow, am I really ready to put my name, my face on the chopping block for this Bitcoin revolution? And I had a moment where I realized the last thing I had was my face. So I put it all on the line so that we can have publicly facing Bitcoiners and we can have a non-facing Bitcoiners. And again, to double down, guys, being pseudonymous on the internet is not a new thing. As Gigi mentioned here, Eric Arthur Blair would like to have a word with you, Dr. Peterson. And if you don't know who Eric Arthur Blair is, well, he is better known by his pen name, George Orwell. He wrote a very famous book called 1984, which Jordan Peterson quotes and mentions a lot as something that he wants to avoid. And as McShane says, and I said in the beginning, this guy would dox Satoshi if he could because of him being a quote-unquote coward. And let's just continue to go down this path. As NameCL says, talk about privileges, Professor. You're turning a blind eye to billions who live under authoritarian regimes, those in abusive relationships, activists, whistleblowers, journalists, and dictatorships, to name a few. Pseudonymity and privacy are important. And just to double down, guys, we are Americans. Well, a lot of us are American. And people who were cowards, according to Jordan Peterson, are the founding fathers themselves. They literally put pen names on the Declaration of Independence. So he's calling Thomas Paine, Alexander Hamilton, James Madison, John Jay, Benjamin Franklin cowards because of them hiding behind their pen names, hiding in anonymity. Because, guys, when you speak truth to power, as we are seeing in this world right now, they are afraid of the truth. And so they will do anything to deplatform you. They will do anything to get you fired. They will do anything to mess your life up so that you are afraid to speak the truth. And this is the importance of speaking truth to power. And if you need to do that behind an anon account, then so be it. There needs to be Bitcoiners facing publicly, and there needs to be anon accounts. And here I have this Fetsky thread. I'm not going to go into the whole thing because it's a good long thread. There's a bunch of nuance in here, but there is one point that I like to cover. And he goes, for a world in which cyberspace exists, the absence of anonymity would mean the end of truth, guys. Not everyone is willing to put their neck on the line, so they have to say it behind an anon account. And if you call them a coward, then I think you need to reconsider your perspectives. And as Dr. Jordan Peterson himself said, something to deeply consider RE privacy in the corporate digital age. And this is something we talk about all the time. And this is something that Bitcoiners like Matt Odell, you know, privacy advocates talk about all the time. Privacy involves the choice of the individual to disclose or reveal what he believes, what he thinks, and what he possesses. Again, I am reminded of that saying, give a man a mask and he will tell you the truth. And again, to use Gigi's words the best, Bitcoin needs faceless voices, faces centralized, true for Bitcoin and true for society at large. Calling NIMS cowards is ridiculous, especially if you are well-versed in history and or paid any kind of attention to what has been happening in the last 3 years. Again, This is something we say all the time on the show. And I know this quote isn't even a Voltaire quote, like verbatim, but we say it all the time and is attributed to Voltaire. I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it. This is why we are free speech maximalists. This is why we are free speech absolutists. I believe that we need to have free speech in society no matter what, because if we can't speak freely on the internet, in public life, we will never get to the truth. And as you guys can tell, in this dystopian world, in this clown world that we are living in, it is becoming very hard to speak your mind, speak the truth, because they will cancel you, they will deplatform you, they will do anything in their power to maintain the monopoly on truth. And if you are an average Bitcoiner, an average pleb out there, you know, I'm reminded of that Bitcoin meme that is from Fight Club. Like, we run the nodes. We are your waiters. We are your janitors. We are your tax accountants. We are the average person in everyday jobs. And yes, a lot of us have families and responsibility. And if you speak the truth in a lot of these SJW corporations, you may be losing out on a lot more than just some mean words on the internet. So if you're an anon out there, know that you are a part of the fight. Know that not everyone can be like us and put their face out there, because, hey, we've put it all on the line, but we don't expect everyone else to do it, because there are things that an anon can say that a publicly facing person can't say. And this is why being anon on the internet is so important. Because, like we said in the beginning, whether you're in an authoritarian country, whether you're in a dystopian country as a journalist, whether you're in an abusive relationship, there are things that maybe you do not want to say attached to your real identity. And this is not a new thing. Pen names have been a thing for hundreds of years. We have many authors out there that are respected to this day that had to write under a pen name to get the truth out. So do not let Jordan Peterson call you a coward, because this is literally one of the most important aspects of free speech right now. We are living in what looks like a dystopian panopticon, and they want to know everything about you. So do your best to stand on. Not everyone can not be hidden behind an MF Dune mask, cannot show their face. And for you guys, this is why we do what we do. We will be the brunt of the spear so that people can understand the truth, because it seems like, you know, when you hide behind a mask, people do not want to listen to that message. Anyways, Rustin, rant over. What is your thoughts on this whole debacle from Jordan Peterson? Obviously, we are Bitcoiners and we understand the importance of anonymity, of privacy, of having a pseudonym or a pen name. I mean, guys, I am Optimus Field for a reason. Like, you guys may know my face, but you guys don't know everything about me. And this is a feature, not a bug. So continue to do what you have to do. It's not about working in the shadows. It's about protecting yourself and your loved ones.
Man, super sad, disappointed about JP. And especially with what he's saying, I'm thinking back to that episode. It was about a 3-hour show with Gigi, John Vallis, and a couple others, and how mind blown he was, and how he talked about almost how immaculate Bitcoin's inception was, and talking about the story of Satoshi. I'm pretty sure he put a whole 3-hour episode just into Satoshi. So it's just like, what's going on, man? He preaches the importance of free speech, then does this. You don't see the purpose of anonymity or pseudonymity in Canada when you're ruled by like a fascist collectivist dictator who wanted to instill a caste system in your country. Come on, man. Like, and then you see that poll right there. The people have spoken, and the people have also spoken in Nigeria.
Beautiful. Yes, guys. Look, someone's commenting on the Twitter space right now. Guys, yes, we understand there are people that are keyboard warriors, but let's not lump everything into one, binary mode. Anonymity is important on the internet. Yes, some people are assholes out there, but if we are in a position where you have to be completely KYC'd to try to speak your mind on social media platforms, well, there goes truth. You know, what's the saying? Throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Guys, it may be 20% of the Anons out there that are speaking truth to power, and it may be that 80% of the people are just being asshole keyboard warriors that wouldn't say anything that they wouldn't say in person. But to say that all Anons are cowards, I think you're missing the point, guys. As Bitcoiners, as someone that, ooh, there we go. Look, he's on the screen with Poor Richard's Almanac, Ben Franklin. Awesome, awesome. As Bitcoiners, someone also asks, how is he against Bitcoin? Well, guys, Bitcoin is a pseudonymous payment system, which means your identity is not attached. So if he's going down this path of saying that freedom of speech, you know, that you as an Anon should not have freedom of speech, it's getting into a very dangerous, dangerous territory, as we will cover in the CBDC news, because they want to track and bag and control everything about you. They want to know everything about you. And as a native digital persons, I think we need to do our best to continue to spread truth, to continue to try to find ways to maintain your privacy. Anyways, let's get into this news segment and we can lay out our thesis more. Let's go.
The Daily News.
Brought to you by Blockstream Jade, built by Bitcoiners for Bitcoiners. It's an open source hardware wallet for the cold storage of Bitcoin. Blockstream Jade houses a full color camera, allowing for fully air gapped Bitcoin transactions. Scan and display QR codes directly on the device to sign transactions and verify addresses with ease. Use your Blockstream Jade with your favorite wallet software, such as the Blockstream Green, Blue Wallet, Electrum, and Sparrow. Get yourself a Blockstream Jade today and take self-custody of your Bitcoin.
Rustin? You're muted.
Ah, I had this thing in front of my mic button. Okay, perfect. All right, so here we go. We're going to get started today to get us rolling. We're going to begin with U.S. Senator John Boozman. Again, we talk about there's Bitcoin and then there's everything else. Now, what's interesting here is that Senator Boozman, in a hearing entitled Why Congress Needs to Act, Lessons Learned from the FTX Collapse, Lessons Learned from the Guy Who Financed Our Campaigns. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. A little gaslighting there. But Bitcoin, although a cryptocurrency, is a commodity. It is a commodity in the eyes of the federal courts and in the opinion of the SEC. There is no dispute about this. If there are exchanges where commodities are traded, be it wheat, oil, or Bitcoin, then they must be regulated. He added that the SEC is the right agency to regulate the digital commodities, which include Bitcoin, but only one. Okay, so you have the SEC chair, Gary Gensler, has said that Bitcoin is the only commodity. You have now, just last week, Rostin Benham, head of the CFTC, has agreed with him. And now you have Congress there as well. So you have one commodity, a bunch of unregistered securities, and how that's all going to play out will be interesting. But let's take a look in Nigeria. Okay. Nigeria has limited cash withdrawals to $45 a day. And what they're doing is they're trying to limit this in order to push and force people to use their digital Inara. In a letter to banks and other financial institutions published Tuesday, the Central Bank of Nigeria applied new limits on the over-the-counter withdrawals at just $225 per week and $1,123 for businesses. Taking cash out of ATMs will be capped at $45 a day, with only 45-cent notes and smaller denominations being available. So customers will still be able to take out larger sums, but then they're going to have to pay fees between 5 and 10% when their inflation is already raging. The move was justified in the letter as being in line with the cashless policy of the CBN. Okay, so let's see. How's that Inara doing? It's looking good out there, isn't it? The Inara was launched in October, but less than 0.5% of Nigerians are thought to be using it. Just like that poll there, compare this to the estimates of the percentage of residents holding or trading cryptocurrencies, which range from 27% to more than 50%, despite banning crypto. That's advertising, okay? Every time they crack down, that is a bigger advertisement. So just to drive it home, Nigeria's CBDC fails to pick up 0.5% of residents. Again, most residents have turned to crypto and Bitcoin as a hedge against inflation in the wake of the deteriorating economy alongside currency devaluation. Let's get this one here. This is from 2020. Okay, so 2 years ago, just so you get a little backstory, Nigeria is Bitcoin country. So among the top countries in Q2 2020, leading in peer-to-peer Bitcoin transactional trades on the African continent were Nigeria, 34.4 million, South Africa, 15.2, Kenya, 7.8, Ghana, 640,000, and a lot of good things going on in Ghana this week. Okay, so lack of proper financial services boosts crypto ownership in Nigeria. Again, we hit this all the time. Now, aside from that, there was a KuCoin report, and this goes back, let me see, this was April. Yes. So KuCoin in April, a study released by the exchange Gemini as well, a massive rise in global crypto investors in 2021. As Cointelegraph reported, India, Brazil, and Hong Kong witnessed the highest crypto adoption, with more than 50% of respondents acknowledge investing in cryptocurrencies. Now, what's interesting about almost every country listed here, we talked about Indonesia's CBDC, Brazil, the UAE, Singapore, Israel, every single one of these nations. Despite that, what is going on with Bitcoin adoption? It's rising. It's rising. And now let's go to Russia. Again, just like we were talking about, the world needs Bitcoin more today, even more than it did yesterday. Now, Bank of Russia wants to ban miners from selling crypto to Russians. This is, you know, you're getting things coming from both sides with Russia. One day it's we're Putin Russia on a Bitcoin standard. The next day we've got this red tape. So if the cryptocurrency obtained as a result of mining can be sold exclusively using foreign infrastructure and only to non-residents, the Bank of Russia's press office reportedly said, adding, in general, we adhere to the position on the inadmissibility of the circulation of digital currency on the territory of the Russian Federation. So this is very interesting because just in, Russia's head of Congress Finance Committee, Bitcoin and crypto products will definitely be legal next year. So again, you have the banking bureaucracy of Russia and then some leaders of Russia, political leaders. So you see the two game theories at play here. I want to remain in power and make my constituents happy. The bank wants to keep their privilege of printing money. All right. And here is the evidence. It's in Russian. I'm not going to read it, but that is the Congress Finance Committee leader. Now to round it out. So Russia, they're doing big things. They have energy abundance. If Europe were to say, we're just going to totally boycott all Russian energy, similar to what they have done, will they have a surplus of energy they can directly monetize into Bitcoin through mining? Now, this is probably the biggest story of the day. We're getting back into bank censorship and how fiat is the ultimate silent weapon of the state to control you. Iran set to freeze bank accounts of women who refuse to wear hijabs. A member of the Iranian parliament has told local media government plans to impose new punishments on women who do not wear a hijab in public, with individuals who refuse to comply after two warnings, possibly having their bank accounts frozen. Kind of interesting. You had the major uprisings. So maybe they've decided, okay, violence won't work, but the Panopticon CBDC, we can shut down your bank account. We can starve you. We can just totally push you out of society if they didn't have an escape route. So in the third stage, the bank account of the unveiled person may be frozen. This is going back again to the protests of the woman named Mahsa Amini, was arrested by the morality police for not wearing a hijab and died in suspicious circumstances at a hospital in Tehran. Now, you know, we have police brutality all over the world and things of that nature, but this is huge, and there seems to be an awakening in Iran. And also, we know that Iran has been using Bitcoin to circumvent sanctions. There's bigger partnerships in energy with Russia and OPEC Plus. What I'm trying to get at is, at the end of the day, all these places, Iran, they have a way out. And Michael Saylor was hitting on this. No force on earth can stop Bitcoin when the time has come. And I've got one quick clip for you guys. and then we'll get to get and discuss some of this with Opti here. Bear with me, bear with me.
I told you. Here we go. You're going to have to put it into a tab.
It's coming. Here we go. Oh, crap. They just called me up from the minor leagues, guys. I'm going to get there.
We do this live. This is Simply Bitcoin Live. All right, let's see, Rustin. All right, go into the tabs, and then you can play your video.
Huh. It's not letting me take down the old video for some reason, but
how about send it to me? Can you send it to me real quick?
Coming in real quick.
All right, we're doing this live for you guys.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I think I've got us now. Okay. Sorry, guys.
Wow.
It's going to be worth it. Okay, here we go.
Rustin.
Boom. None other than the great doctor himself. Can you guys see that one?
We are live.
Let's go.
The people know that the system we have is not working. It's not working economically. It's not working monetarily. Our foreign policy is not working. And therefore, they're looking for answers. They will not welcome us with open arms. We found that out. But there is a vacuum out there, and the vacuum is not in one political party. It is pervasive. It's throughout the country. It is throughout the political system. But our views are just as pervasive. Ideas spread. They can't stop them. An idea whose time has come cannot be stopped by any army or any government. The people know.
Let's go. It was worth it.
Oh, man, that one gets me every time. Love Ron Paul. That's where I, like, personally learned about Bitcoin, you know, in 2008, 2009. So when I sat down, I finally knew what the hell I was looking at a few years ago, thanks to the sound money principles. But we can look good things happening in the U.S. as hopefully this crackdown on all the unregistered securities that are getting people wrecked and destroyed, that may come to a halt, or at least have better things in place with more emphasis on Bitcoin and its benefit to the people. Iran, the women of Iran need Bitcoin. The people of Nigeria and everyone on the African continent need Bitcoin. And it's working its way in, and it's growing, and it's steadily doing what Bitcoin does. And I was just thinking about, we did the Buckminster Fuller video yesterday, and one thing Buckminster Fuller said is you're not going to be able to change the minds of people or to get them to think a different way entirely. But what you can do is you can give them a tool, and they can learn to use that tool to benefit themselves. Just like Beautyon said, you put that ethical Bitcoin wallet, that tool of freedom, into someone's hands and they learn to use it. You just empowered a new sovereign individual that, you know, like we talk about, once you see Bitcoin, once you use it, once you understand Austrian economics and everything involved with Bitcoin here, in some ways, no one's an absolute master. We're all down the rabbit hole. But you see the significance and its impact it can have on society, humanity, all across the board. I mean, we're well on our way.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I say it all the time on this show. Bitcoin is needed now more than ever. And the more we cover the news, the more it's becoming clear to me that what we do here as Bitcoiners, what we do here as freedom of speech maxis, freedom of speech supremacists, that this is the fight of our lifetime, guy. Like, I couldn't think of anything more noble than to be out here trying to spread Bitcoin, trying to spread freedom of truth or freedom of speech so that we can actually conversate about truth. Because if you do not see the connection between wanting to stop anon accounts on social media platforms and a CBDC, well, the connection is very clear, guys. Big tech has, been intertwined with government. We are essentially living in a fascist world where big big tech can control everything about you. And if they have the power to deplatform you, just wait till you give them the power over your money completely. And they already have the power over the fiat system. But we have Bitcoin, and Bitcoin has thrown a wrench in their plan. So the powers that be, we say it all the time, want to control everything about you. Whether it's the way you think, whether it is your behavior, whether it is who you transact with, they want you to own nothing and be happy. And furthermore, like Rustin pointed out, it's very, very fitting that, you know, we covered the Strike news yesterday about them, you know, it going global in parts of Africa, and one of the countries being Nigeria. And then literally later in that day, they came out with the news of capping ATM withdrawals, of capping over-the-counter money, cash withdrawals. And it's almost like Bitcoin and even Strike as a company is terrifying the central banks of Nigeria. You know, it's very interesting that the only way that Nigeria, that a government can push for a bid for their CBDC is by pure coercion. This is what we tell you guys every single day. Bitcoin is an opt-in system. No one coerces you to save in a money that is designed to steal from you. Bitcoin fights the basement. 21 million hard cap. And as we're seeing in real time, people literally do not want to use a CBDC unless they are forced to. And again, if you do not see the connections between being deplatformed, between the fight for freedom of speech, and then the control over who you can send your money to and whether you can save in that money, then you need to really look at yourself in the mirror and realize what is going on out in the world. The world does not want you to act freely. They do not want to conversate freely. They want a monopoly on truth. Remember what Nayib Bukele wrote in that Bitcoin magazine article titled, "Do Not Drink the Elite Kool-Aid." The powers that be have the monopoly on truth, and they will do anything in their power to maintain that monopoly. And then just on that, like Russia news, it sounds like they're capitulating, you know, mining good, but citizens are not allowed to sell within the nation. You know, on the one hand, we are going to legalize Bitcoin. On the other hand, we're going to ban it within our citizens. It's almost like the central banks do not want what is best for their citizens. And then the Iran hijab news like that. Man, this is why we need a pseudonymous payments network. This is why we need a neutral money that is apolitical, that no one controls, because it's a very simple proposition.
That's what, like, you're hitting on that big time, Opti. Any individual, no matter where you are, no matter what your preference, beliefs, or ideas are, Bitcoin protects you against the tyranny.
It's a very simple proposition. No one should be in control of the money. Opt out, save in Bitcoin, and take back your power. Amazing. Amazing. All right, let's get into everyone's favorite moment, everyone's favorite segment of the day. Let's bring it back. Let's get a little more light and get to that meme review.
The Daily Meme Review.
Brought to you by Kaboom Racks. I get this question all the time. Nico, where should I buy Bitcoin miners? The answer is Kaboom Racks. It's the best place to buy Bitcoin miners. That's where you're going to find the best deals and the best prices. Start your mining utopia today. To check out their racks, you got to go to t.me/KaboomRacks. Join their Telegram group and start your mining journey today. Kaboom Racks.
Kaboom Racks. All right, guys, this is the meme review, and you guys are the frontline soldiers. You guys are the frontline warriors. Tweets are the bullets, and memes are the artillery. Continue to ridicule the status. Continue to ridicule these central planners. Continue to make them funnies and get that truth out there, because it is our meme world, and everyone else is just living in it. And of course, guys, drop... Oh, forgive me for the work in the background. Drop your meme review score in the chat when we are done so that we can cover it on the show. So this first one, as you can tell, everyone was up in arms this morning on the Jordan Peterson news. So shouts out to ToxiCat27. And this is the enlightened meme, you know, the light in the brain. The first one, privacy is the ability to choose when you reveal yourself. And then, you know, the neurons start blowing up in your brain. Anonymity allows for questioning the status quo. And then more... And more enlightenment. Privacy is a prerequisite to wealth creation. And then pure transcendence. Anonymity is the greatest form of privacy, allowing one to speak freely without the fear of repercussion. This is what we talk about consistently. And one of the best Anons on Twitter, Gigi, you know, the man in the green suit himself, he basically made this meme, but Chair Force put it into one meme with Dorian Nakamoto drinking a coffee cup of Bitcoin and goes, we wouldn't have much signal in the last 3 years without Anons and NIMs. Change my mind. Absolutely agree. I remember at one time I was an Anon, and then I made that very... very stupid decision of showing you guys all my face, and now you guys troll me every single day. Anyways, this next one is by Lena C. Shane. She goes, he's a hodler, and we have two little hodlers, non-Bitcoin hodlers, and goes, the market is terrible. How can he be so relaxed? And you see this Bitcoiner in the cloud with rainbows hodling his Bitcoin. And we got coordinated government attacks. It's a meteor. And we got coordinated media attacks, another meteor. And we got inflation going up and money's burning and fractional reserve exchanges blowing up and lending. And the Bitcoin price is in the dumps and public perception of Bitcoin is at an all-time low right now. But he's a hodler, and he knows why he hodls. Once you know why you hodl, hodling is easy. Anyways, this next one, shouts out to GG Lesmer. This one's for all you guys that are still stacking. You know, shouts out to the 2021, 2022 Bitcoin plebs out there, because you are earning your stripes, and it's been a bloody bear market. But I really like this meme, and it's I think this is, what is this, like Mayan or Aztec? Buildings of walls, and the rocks just have a way of being so precise, and they're mega huge UTXOs. And if you guys know, I guess Bitbo went down, but remember what they call a Bitcoin, the time chain, a blockchain. And these are all the transactions. I forget what the visual is to show us transactions. But anyway, we got 2022 plebs, daily DCA transaction. You can see little itty bitty humans under your transactions. Year 2150, archaeologists looking at your UTXOs today in awe, because what you stack today in 100 plus years will be monstrosities if you are able to hodl them. This next one is Mo Hagen, BTC. He goes, all of us right now, hashtag BTC. And it's a man and his wife. And the wife goes, are you counting down to Christmas? And he goes, no. I'm counting down to the Bitcoin halving. I think this is all of us right now. Just survive, yes, until the halving, guys. That's this is good. What we're all trying to do. Win bull run. It's supposedly going to start December 23rd. Anyways, this next one is by Captain Bitcoin, Captain BC 1223. And he goes, need and want, hashtag Bitcoin. And we got a need circle, and we got a want circle, and we got a person pushing the want into the need, and we got a vesicle Pisces. And then they morph into one thing, which is Bitcoin. Not only do you need it, not only do you want it, but you need both of those, because in this world, like we keep telling you guys, it is becoming more and more obvious that we need Bitcoin now more than ever. And this next one, of course, sometimes the memes are more just screenshots and screen grabs of the past. And here we got Vivek for real with a legendary screen grab. And shouts out to this guy, is a tweet. It goes, Tippin' Ian. And he goes, I don't even care about profit in Bitcoin. I just want to see the government and banks piss themselves. And look at the date, May 29th. 2011. Absolute Chad legend. And as Vivek put it in the tweet, he goes, I don't even care about profit in Bitcoin. I just want to see the government and banks piss themselves. Legend. 2011. Absolute Chad. If this guy hodled his UTXOs, I'm sure he is very, very happy. Anyways, for my meme review score, I'm going to continue to double down into my 99 signs you might be a Bitcoin maxi. And let's see. Oh, we got sign 55. You understand how Bitcoin adoption in impoverished populations can quickly raise their living standards and open up their world to international commerce. Amazing. Synchronicities in real time. It's almost like that was planned. It really wasn't. Anyways, Rustin, what is your meme review score for today?
Since we were getting into the Panopticon, I have the greatest graphic novel ever written, which actually became like a manual for like life.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Tribute. Love that one.
Talk about Anons and an idea whose time has come. Okay. Oh man, this first one, I'm getting trolled heavy on this one. All right. Shouts out to you guys. Shouts out the rope. Rating those memes. Opti's inability to say the word anonymity without stuttering. Same, bro. Same. Dude, sometimes it's you're live and you know, things come fast and Opti can't speak, can't read. Dude. Stop being so racist.
It's hard. You don't know until you're inside the bunker and the mustard gas is flying out.
Okay, this next one. By Opti's low-functioning dumbs in kindergarten class, if you know, you know. Score my 69 previous toxic Twitter alts. Amazing. Okay, this next one. Be aware and focus. Meme score 1 win. Affluenza defense for SBF. Oof. Okay, this next one by Diogenes the Great. I give these memes a solid anonymity.
That's good.
Amazing.
That's
good. Oh, man. Getting roasted. This is what we do, guys. All right, next one, Frank Arn. I give these memes a bunch of lol-seeking dementors, Bitcoin maxis. Yes, let's go. Oh, wait, look, I'm getting roasted still. Shouts out to Elaine. Anonymity off the... Oh, man.
Living okay, in anonymity. Okay.
This next one, MG Smith 4. I give the meme JP's weekly pill organizer. Ooh. Yikes, they're coming for the blood. All right, this
Pharma
next one.
Pills too?
Yikes. Sergio D. Meme score 1 of Jordan Peterson's chesticle hairs. Oh, man. Getting wrecked. Shouts out to Bitcoin Becca. She says, I give these memes fresh sandwiches. Oh, man. Okay, Rope. Let's see. I think this is the last one. Rope, this is not a cope. I can't speak. You already know this. Narwhal Tacos goes, I give those memes a memorial to the Bear Whale Battle of 2014, a historic moment in pleb history. Let's go. Okay, guys. Well, let's get into, I have a website by Plebs, a Bitcoin website over here. Let me find the right segue. Here we go.
Pleb Sites.
Brought to you by CipherSafe. Don't be that person that loses their Bitcoin seed due to fire damage, water damage, dog attacks. Back up your generational Bitcoin wealth on Steel. And there's no better place to do it than the Cypher Grid by CipherSafe. And now check out their new Bitcoin art, the Bitcoin Rulux Triangle, only on CipherSafe.io.
All right, guys. So I saw this site the other day and I wanted to put it on the show because I know you guys are seeing that FUD attack, that coordinated FUD against Bitcoiners and saying that we need to change our code because we need to ensure that Bitcoin becomes green and we can save planet Earth and all its energy use. Well, I got this really good website and it is notonmynode.bitcoinreserve.com. And as you can see, it says change the code, not on my node. You heard people say Bitcoin is bad for the environment, but did you know computer games and Christmas lights consume the same amount of an energy? So here's a good website that you can start to shill to your friends and family out there. When they come at you with energy FUD. And as we've shown consistently on this show, Bitcoin is incentivizing the use of energy efficiently. Bitcoin will free humanity and unlock human potential out there. So do not fall for the FUD. We will not change the code because I am not running that code on my node. Proof of work is the invention here. And this is why you cannot fuck with my money. Excuse the French, but it had to be said. Anyways, guys, shouts out to our sponsor, Represent. You already know, someone said it on the space, some of the comfiest merch out there. They have Bitcoin merch. They have Simply Bitcoin merch, as you can see. I got that Simply Bitcoin merch. I think this is the limited run. Maybe it's coming in later. And you can see Rustin. Let's do some modeling for him. We got the little gangster angel. You know, represent a Bitcoin stash with a Tommy gun. Absolute legends. Woo. Absolute legends. Shouts out to Represent. We love you, man. We can't wait to see what other stuff you guys got up your sleeve. This next one, of course, go check us out in our audio only platforms, Anchor, Spotify, Apple, and we are a part of the value for value economy on Fountain. So If you want to send us some sats, we will get your comments out on the show on Friday. I will do my best to not forget so that we can give you guys the love that you deserve.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. I see someone's asking the big questions here that no one is asking, but from Be Aware and Focus, Dementors are Anons, right?
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, guys. Well, thanks for another show. Nico will be back tomorrow. We appreciate all the love and the support. Like, subscribe, share all Bitcoin content because we need to get this signal out far and wide. And it's not just about what we do here at Simply Bitcoin. All the Bitcoin content out there is worth spreading so that we can get that daily signal out there, guys. So I love you. We will see you tomorrow. Oh, also join me on Twitter Spaces and we can continue this conversation. You could add your two sats on the conversation. I know we had a spicy culture today and I'm sure people are going to want to talk about that today. So join us on Twitter Spaces. The combo will roll until 2 p.m. Eastern time. And I love you guys. I will see you tomorrow. Peace out.